After being left off the tax levy that will fund improvements for Cincinnati's other iconic structure, Union Terminal, Music Hall got some good news today, and here to tell us about it, WVXU's Tana Weingartner. Tana, what's the word? What's the big announcement today?
Well, the big announcement today is that Music Hall is getting a $25 million investment from the state of Ohio in the form of historic tax credits. Now, they'd known that they'd been applying for these and wanting to get them, but the typical award is $5 million. However, every 2 years, the state can award one project $25 million that'll be paid out over 5 years if the project meets certain catalytic goals, as they might call them. And they decided that Music Hall does, in fact, meet those goals, and so they got the bigger tax credit from
the state.
So this
is a catalytic tax credit.
That's right. And it basically means that the project has to affect the surrounding community, like within a certain radius, 2,500 feet. They have to be fostering economic development, that kind of thing.
Well, how much is still needed for renovating Music Hall?
So numbers are a little weird when you start doing this. And for an English major, they're a little harder. We talk about bonds and financing. But the short story is about 20 to 25 million. The five they think they already have, that's kind of coming. So 20 million is the number we're looking at right now, about $20 million to get the project to where it'll be shovel ready.
So this put them a lot closer today then.
A lot closer, exactly. So I asked Otto Buttig, he's the president of the Music Hall Revitalization Company. I should also mention he sits on our board. What's our timeline then? So if everything were to go just how they want it, now that they've got this $25 million, if they can raise that, he thinks they can raise the $20 million in 6 months. That means they could be ready for, you know, shovel ready fall 2015. That means the groups could be back in Music Hall, all done for the 2017-2018 season. Now, of course, that's if everything goes as they want.
That remains to be seen. Well, what kind of work will this go toward, Tana?
There's a lot of issues around accessibility. Music Hall is just not very accessible to folks with challenges like wheelchairs or other things like that. So accessibility has long been an issue at Music Hall. They've got failing mechanical systems, if some structural issues as well. If you walk around, if you take the behind the scenes tour, you'll see buckets catching water that's dripping from the mechanical systems or from the ventilation systems. You see that everywhere throughout the back stages. There's some structural issues. Like I said, there's poles in the middle of things where they need to be able to move big sets in and out. Or if they build something in the workshop, they have to then take it apart, move it onto the stage, and put it all back together. So those are some of the big ones. Another thing, the music library is horribly overcrowded, they say. If you look in it, there's just stacks of paper everywhere. And the fire suppression system is a fire extinguisher. So they need to bring some of the code things up to date as well.
Now, Music Hall wasn't the only tax credit recipient in Southwest Ohio. Who were some of the others?
That's right. There is a building in Middletown, and of course I walked in here without that information exactly which one it is. They're getting some money. A school in the West End on Freeman Avenue is getting some money as well. And in Dayton, there's a building in Dayton. I've just forgotten the name of it. Weestie, maybe. Something like that. Dayton's getting some money too. So that announcement is coming up in about 25 minutes.
Those were all the smaller tax credits. So
correct.
This was the biggie today.
This is the big one. Music Hall in Cincinnati, the big winner today.
Thanks, Tana.
Thank you.
WVXU's Tana Weingartner.